Haines police close roads during arrest, and budget cuts compound frustrations in rural courts. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Monday afternoon, Comstock and Allen Road in Haines were closed briefly during the arrest of a former Haines resident. The Haynesboro Police Department arrested Judson D. Morgan. The 32-year-old former Haines resident is currently being held without bail in the Haines Rural Jail. In September, Juneau police issued a warrant for his arrest because of an alleged parole violation. According to Haynesboro Police Chief Heath Scott, Morgan left Juneau and his parole officer lost contact with him. The original charges against Morgan stem from felony burglary, theft, vehicle theft, and criminal mischief. Haines police determined that Morgan was staying in the house of his late father, Albert Morgan. Around 4 p.m. yesterday, Scott says three officers approached the residence and knocked on the door. There was no response, but officers believed they'd heard a firearm being charged. In response, police closed the nearby roads and the fire department was brought in to assist. Police say they attempted various strategies to contact Morgan. Family and friends spoke to him over the phone, and eventually a friend was able to speak with him through a window of the home. After being barricaded in the house for roughly an hour, police say Morgan exited the residence through the window and was taken into custody. Police say they found loaded firearms in the house that they say were accessible to Morgan. Chief Scott says the investigation is ongoing, and that based on the incident, additional charges may follow. Morgan will remain in custody until he has a parole hearing. The date of the hearing has yet to be determined. The Alaska court system is one of many agencies impacted by state budget cuts. For rural communities like Haines, where residents are already separated from some court services, the impacts of a shrinking budget are compounding existing frustrations. Superior Court Judge Philip Hallenberg, representatives from Juneau's Public Defender's Office, the District Attorney's Office, Haines District Court, local police department, and local government came together for a community meeting in Haines. Hallenberg covers Superior Court cases out of Haines. He'll soon take over for retiring District Court Judge Thomas Knave, who also covers Chilkat Valley cases. Hallenberg is based in Juneau.
I feel pretty strongly that the court should bring justice to the people as much as possible and do as many trials as I can in Haines.
But because of the time and money it takes to travel between Haines and Juneau, it's common for some court proceedings to be held telephonically.
If I've got an hour-long hearing, I can't necessarily travel to Haines and miss a whole day out of my court calendar to do it, because just with the travel time, I've got a busy calendar, I can't always do it, but as much as possible I do. And if I have an all-day trial, and the people are here, I'll come to them.
Haines Police Chief Heath Scott said he feels when court business is done telephonically, justice isn't served adequately.
If we can change behavior through sets of circumstances like inconveniencing somebody to be in front of a judge, and they see that judge and the courtroom and the structure of the environment holds them accountable to stand up straight, not chew bubblegum, get their hands out of their pockets, and they feel the frustration of being before somebody like yourself, then maybe we can change that behavior.
Scott said he hopes in the future the court can better utilize available technology.
But at least when you are unable to sit here in Haines, and when Judge Esper is unable to sit in Haines, they are seeing some form of structure. They are being held in some way accountable.
Assistant District Attorney Amy Page suggested Haines could benefit from using a Polycom system to allow for video conferencing.
I think it would help with what Chief Scott points out, which is that it does increase the severity of the circumstances. People take it more seriously when they can see the judge that's responding to them.
Clayton Jones provides administrative support for the First Judicial District. He said Haines already has the technology to do this, but whether it would be reliable on a regular basis is uncertain.
Depending upon the bandwidth of the day, we all certainly have felt the effects of having a cruise ship in town, what that does to our bandwidth. And so we do face some realities of not being able to use it 100% of the time.
Amid state budget cuts, the court system has consolidated responsibilities throughout the state. A few years ago, Haines Magistrate Judge retired and Yakutat Magistrate Mary Kay Germain took over his responsibilities, in addition to covering Yakutat and Hoonah. Soon after, retired Judge Lynn Asper came back to the Haines Court on a part-time basis. His current appointment ends in about a year. The court system still plans to consolidate magistrate positions, with one judge serving several communities. Court hours have also been reduced in recent years. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel called the reduction of court services alarming.
It's alarming and it's tragic because, I mean, that is what we're supposed to be doing, is carrying justice, and it's not getting done.
Budget cuts have affected the resources for state prosecutors as well. But Assistant DA Page said she still takes on as many local cases as she can.
I at least take every case that comes from the Haynesboro Police Department seriously, and I prosecute as many of them as I can, not because I want to send people to jail, but because I know that it increases the quality of life and it can really help people if they can get into rehabilitation services.
Judge Pallenberg held this community meeting on a day when he was already in Haines to hear a trial, but the trial was canceled the morning it was supposed to start. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game extended portions of the District 15 gillnet fishery today. The postage stamp section of the fishery has been extended 24 hours and will close at 10 p.m. on Thursday, July 12th. The maximum allowed mesh size is 6 inches, and the fishery is closed between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. The Section 15C Boat Harbor Terminal Harvest Area will be extended 36 hours and will close at midnight Saturday, July 14th. There will be no night closures, however, the maximum mesh size allowed is also 6 inches. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.